Welcome to Quick Pitch, your go-to podcast for a fast-paced recap of all the MLB action from last night. Every game, every highlight, all in less than 30 minutes. Let's get started. J.P. Crawford drove in Jonathan Class A with a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th inning to give the Seattle Mariners a 2-1 victory over the Houston Astros on Wednesday night. This victory gave the Marlins wins in the first three games of their four-game series against their AL West rival. Dominant pitching defined the game, with Houston's Jonathan Verlander and Seattle's George Kirby delivered stellar performances. Verlander allowed one run on three hits, striking out nine over seven innings. Kirby matched his efforts with six innings of one-run ball, striking out eight. Mariners bullpen featuring Trent Thornton, Gabe Spiller, Austin Voth, and Andres Nunez allowed just one base runner over three innings. Mike Bauman secured the win by retiring the Astros in order in the top of the 10th. And in the bottom half, Crawford's sacrifice fly brought home Class A for the walk-off win. Luis Gil continued his dominant streak, striking out nine and securing his sixth straight win as the New York Yankees bounced back with a 2-1 victory over the Los Angeles Angels. Gil pitched eight strong innings, allowing just one run on two hits, extending the Yankee starter's record run of allowing two or fewer runs in 16 consecutive games. Alex Verdugo provided early offense with a solo home run, and Anthony Volpe extended his hitting streak to 21 games, tying the record for the longest run in the majors this season. The Angels managed to cut the deficit with Logan Ohapi's solo shot, but Gil's dominance in the Yankees' defense held firm. Brandon Rodgers hits a pivotal two-run home run during a six-run second inning, leading the Colorado Rockies to a 7-4 victory over the Cleveland Guardians. This win marks the Rockies' third consecutive series victory. Rockies' lineup was productive with contributions from Stallings, McMahon, Diaz, Bouchard, Goodman. These hits Chase Gardner's starter Logan Allen for the game after just 1 2/3 innings. Ty Blatch recovered from a rough first inning to pitch seven strong innings, allowing just two runs on three hits. Rockies relievers Tyler Kinley faced late pressure but managed to close the game, striking out Jimenez with the tying run at the plate. Yelich, Perkins, Adames powered the Milwaukee Brewers for a 10-6 win over the Chicago Cubs. Brewers capitalized on an uncharacteristic rough outing from Cubs starter Shota Imanaga, who suffered his first loss of the season. Yelich set the tone early with a 441-foot home run, breaking Milwaukee's 32 2/3 inning scoreless streak against Cubs starters. Perkins contributed both offensively and defensively, making leaping grab to rob Christian Morel of a potential two-run homer and later adding a two-run homer of his own. Adames added another two-run homer in the seventh inning. Despite the Cubs' efforts to rally with runs in the fourth, fifth, and ninth innings, Brewers' offense proved too powerful. Brewers reliever Jared Koenig pitched two scoreless innings to secure the win. Lane Thomas hit a crucial two-run home run, leading the Washington Nationals to a 7-2 victory over the Atlanta Braves. This win snapped the Braves' winning streak, and it Spencer Swellenbach's his first major league loss. Thomas' three-run home run came during a four-run third inning, which gave the Nationals a 4-1 lead. Nationals starter Mackenzie Gore pitched 5 1/3 innings, allowing two runs, one earned, on six hits while striking out 10 batters. The Nationals bullpen combined for a 3 2/3 scoreless inning to secure the win. Matt Verling hit a three-run home run and drove in four runs, leading the Detroit Tigers to an 8-0 victory over the Pittsburgh Pirates in the opener of a doubleheader. Verling's home run highlighted a four-run fifth inning as the Tigers won their fourth straight game. Riley Green also contributed with two hits and two runs scored. Tigers starter Skubal pitched seven scoreless innings, allowing just three singles and a walk while striking out eight. Skubal retired the last 10 batters that he faced, with Englert completing the Tigers' fourth shutout of the season. Paul Skenes strikes out nine and earns his second career victory as the Pittsburgh Pirates defeat the Tigers 10-2. Skenes allowed two runs on three hits over six innings. Andrew McCutchen had a three-run homer and drove in four, while Nick Gonzalez added three hits, including a solo homer. Nick Castellanos hit a two-run homer and three hits as the Philadelphia Phillies defeated the San Francisco Giants 6-1. Christopher Sanchez struck out seven over six scoreless innings. Kyle Schwarber added his 36th career leadoff home run, and Christian Pache had two hits and an RBI single. Shohei Ohtani homered and drove in three runs, while Will Smith went deep twice as the Los Angeles Dodgers defeated the New York Mets 10-3. Smith's second home run broke a tie and sparked a six-run eighth inning capped by Ohtani's two-run shot. Jason Hayward added a pinch-hit triple and a solo home run. Nelson Velasquez homered twice, and Salvador Perez hit his 10th home run of the season as the Kansas City Royals beat the Minnesota Twins 6-1. Velasquez's first homer came in a four-run third inning, while Perez and Velasquez added solo shots in the fifth. Trevor Richards and the Toronto bullpen delivered after Alex Manoah departed with elbow discomfort, helping the Blue Jays beat the Chicago White Sox 3-1. Manoah left in the second inning. Richards pitched 3 1/3 innings of one-hit ball. Corey Seager homered and drove in three runs, leading the Texas Rangers to a 10-3 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks. In a thrilling game, Jose Suri led the Tampa Bay Rays to a 4-3 win over the Oakland Athletics. Suri made a stunning catch in the top of the ninth and then hit the game-winning single in the bottom half, driving in Amado Rosario. Ryan Pepia pitched solid for the Rays, allowing 2 runs over 5 2/3 innings. Estes did well for Oakland, giving up just 1 run in 5 innings. There was a fun short delay in this game. Well, it's not fun. Poor umpire. Had to leave due to illness. Rays snapped their losing streak, showcasing strong defense, timely hitting, and resilient pitching. Gunnar Henderson grand slam powered the Baltimore Orioles to a 6-1 victory over the Boston Red Sox. Corbin Burns pitched 7 strong innings, allowing just 1 unearned run and 3 hits. Baltimore's offense burst came in the second inning. Highlighted by Henderson's grand slam, his 18th home run of the year, Ramon Urias also home run in the 7th. Boston's lone run resulted from a Baltimore error, but the Orioles quickly took control and never looked back. This win extends Baltimore's unbeaten streak against AL East opponents to 18 series. St. Louis Cardinals defeated the Cincinnati Reds 5-3, reaching a 500 record for the first time in 6 weeks. Carpenter's go-ahead home run and Gorman's 10th home run powered the offense. Pallante pitched 6 scoreless innings. Helsey secured his 18th save. Donovan and Wynn each had 3 hits. Cardinals have now won 12 of the last 15 games and their 5th straight series. Braxton Garrett outlasted Yu Darvish as the Miami Marlins defeated the San Diego Padres 9-1 on Wednesday, avoiding a series sweep. Garrett pitched 5 strong innings, allowing just 1 run on 6 hits. Marlins took advantage of the Padres' defensive errors and Darvish's struggles on the mound. Josh Bell led the offense with 3 hits, 2 runs scored. Jesus Sanchez hit a solo home run, and Jazz Chisholm Jr. contributed 2 hits and 2 RBIs. Fortress added an RBI double, helping Miami build an early lead. This victory snapped the Padres' 3-game winning streak and ended Miami's road trip on a positive note. Today is May 30th, and today in baseball history, we take it to 1970. All-Star voting is returned to the fans, as computerized punch card ballots appeared in stores and ballparks coast to coast. Since 1958, the All-Star squad had been selected by managers, coaches, and players. Thank you for stopping by, and welcome to Quick Pitch. This is going to be your go-to podcast for a fast-paced recap of all the MLB action that happened last night. These episodes are going to come out daily, so make sure you check the feed first thing in the morning when you wake up, before you head into work, before you talk to your buddy about the games last night, so you're well informed. Links for social media, Instagram, everything will be in the description. Thank you for listening, and let's go watch some baseball.